Hello, I'm Stephen Allen, and welcome to Stephen Allen Almost Daily.
Hello, here's another podcast of me going through some newspapery bits, although there's other versions of this, me talking about newspaper stuff. You can still get the headliner show that we did a couple of nights ago, last night. I don't know when it happened. But I think there was a lovely intro that got edited out. I don't know if I was too offensive. I mean, you know, these things do happen, but I don't think I did anything too bad. Well, we'll find out, won't we, when HR gets in touch. Meanwhile, just move that over there. Here's the paperwork for today's show. Some news stories I'll do the menu at the start of the actual radio show. We trimmed it down into a podcast form. That's what you've downloaded, and that's what you're going to try and sit through. Best of luck. About including, there's a thing about cyclists, I get the feeling that's normally winding people up. Back in the old days of me doing like speech-based radio, if you did a phone-in about dangerous dogs or cyclists, it would be busy, and then you'd get hate mail. And I never knew who you'd wanted to upset more, people with dangerous dogs, because they've got a dangerous dog, or people on bikes, because, you know, you can't outrun them. Anyway, we never found out. I'm a very polite broadcaster. Also on the show today, whatever this one's about. Oh, yeah, there's a thing in the newspapers, and it's not today, it's yesterday, but I only just saw it, that if you could freeze time, what would you do with that extra time? Brits could apparently have something different to fish and chips, and what's the way to keep your relationship alive? Alcohol. There's a story about cyclists. Drivers are being urged to place small Think Bike stickers on their wing mirror to remind them to look out for, you know, bikes. I mean, if anything, the sticker should say, see bikes, look bike, not think bike. Because you're sitting there thinking about bikes, you might miss one. But the latest Department for Transport figures show that 91 cyclists were involved in an accident. Edmund King, president of the AA, said, it's 10 years since we launched our Think Bike sticker. So it's the AA behind it. I worry that people will be so busy noticing their sticker, they won't be seeing it. Why don't you tell people to, you know, keep an eye out and not be an absolute idiot about it? I suppose, then again, if people managed to do that, it would have happened by now. And if I'm pegging my hopes for society on people not being absolute idiots, I'm going to be disappointed. In the news today, do you like your fish and chips? I probably should have saved this story for Friday, shouldn't I? Because there's some sort of thing about eating fish on a Friday. But I didn't, so, oh well, let's crack on. Brits could soon be eating sea worms. How dare you? Is that a threat? Researchers reckon that ship-eating worms that eat ships, not, you know, they're known as naked clams, could soon be sold in the supermarket. Slimy white mollusks, how very dare you, are being grown in universities in Cambridge and Plymouth. Rather than having shells, oh, I see, so you don't have to de-shell them. It's like shellfish without the shell, but not just fish. That's a badly titled area of food, isn't it? They reckon it could be an alternative to the big five. Cod, haddock, salmon, tuna, prawn, naked clams. You see, I would speak more about this, but I googled for naked clams and now got a meeting with HR. So we'll find out what that's all about, won't we? This show is the show where I'm guessing no one comes to find out relationship advice on how to keep yourself still in your relationship. Yeah, I admit, I feel like I'm not the best person to ask. However, in the newspapers, couples who enjoy a drink together also live longer. A team from the University of Michigan in the US set out to find what affects your health. Professor Kira Burdett, one of the study authors, said that we found that couples who indicated drinking alcohol in the last 3 months lived longer than those. I got an idea about why. Drinking with your partner, and I mean this with love, might just make them easier to tolerate. And that way, nothing boils over. I mean, obviously lots of things spill, but nothing boils over. Love this story. Fashion brand Balenciaga. No, I'm not into fashion. I don't know how you say it. But they're selling bracelets that look like scotch tape. You know, when you're busy and you're carrying scotch tape on your wrist, it looks exactly like that. Apart from buying scotch tape costs you, I don't know, a couple of quid for a pack of three. This will cost you £3,000. Can I just say, good. Finally, we've realised that fashion, you know, you see people on the catwalks and they look weird and you think, oh, maybe I don't know about fashion. No, maybe I do know about fashion. Maybe the people behind fashion are trolling the people who are willing to spend £3,000 on a roll of sellotape. We've hit peak. How have you not worked this out yet? And it's only going to continue. Every so often there's a story about trigger warnings. I like this one. Theatregoers have been warned that the sound of actors eating during the performance could trigger some people. There's a production, it's called Out, in London's Sadler's Wells Theatre Company, whatever it's called, and they eat oranges on stage, and there's a trigger warning saying if you've got misophonia, you know that one, where people say that they've got a medical condition that means they can't stand hearing other people eat. To those people, I have to say, it's not all about you, is it? You leave the room then. People need to eat. I'm not going to starve to death just because you've got, you're all precious. And that's how we start rows in my house. So, this story is about what would you do if you could suddenly pause, if your superpower was pausing time, like Hero in the TV show Heroes, spelled differently, but he was the master of time and of space. So if you could do that, if you could suddenly freeze time, what would you do with it? Would you, like Hero, go and save people or, you know, use it to travel around and beat bad guys? Forget saving the world. If Brits could stop time, they'd catch up on housework or take a nap. I mean, obviously you'd take a nap, you know. That one is, the reason we don't see Hero in the TV show Heroes do that is because it's presumed and you'd edit it out because it's not great footage. Of course, surely the first thing when Hero does his concentrating face, yeah, pauses time, you'd be snoring for about an hour, wouldn't you? You'd wake up feeling fresh as a daisy. A survey found that more than a third of us, 35%, would prefer some quiet me time if they could... Oh, that doesn't mean a nap, does it? No, come on, we're all grown-ups here, we know what that means. And because I was going to say, surely if you had the ability to pause time and go and do anything, you wouldn't be doing housework. What you would be doing is something that's probably illegal. But I suppose if someone asks you about that in a survey, you'll say, oh, probably just the housework. Yeah, right, mate. Of course. Yeah, we've got to the bottom of that one. Entertainment news. David Beckham, apparently he craves the company of chickens, bees and dogs. They help him chill out. Look, I mean, if he's saying he prefers animals to humans, yeah. It's not even surprising, is it? There has never been a time when you've been sat next to a dog and you're like, would you shut up? No one's ever been near bees and you're like, ah, stop messaging me. Do you know what I mean? So humans are worse than animals. We get that. The ex-England ace says his Cotswold countryside estate is a happy place. This is what I mean. So many news stories say you should return to nature. You should be surrounding yourself by nature. Go and hug a tree. No. All of the evidence points to you should simply avoid people. There's a thing I've been doing on stage about the fact that if I'm honest, I'm such a nerd. I prefer numbers to people. But there are way more numbers than people. So I think I've picked the right team. Do you know what I mean? We're almost running out of time to even mention this story. Phones that block social media should be available for parents to buy for their kids, according to a union leader. The idea is, you know, like the old phones, the brick phones, the ones that a lot of us probably still have, but the smart ones do all the apps. The old ones just have, what are the apps on there? Calling people, text messaging, playing Snake. And you've got to be careful because I lost a lot of my time. You get hooked on playing Snake, the next thing you know, years have passed you by. But I kind of agree. I do think kids should be able to have like burner phones, like drug dealers. You know what I mean? Not for the same reasons. I just think it's better to keep them away from social media. And for the same reason, there are many grown-ups that I think should be forced to have one of those phones instead. There are many people who tweet me when I've done some sort of a broadcast. If I had my way, I'd force them onto those phones as well. Lewis Hamilton was in the news. He said he was unhappy at the start of his Formula One career. Oh, no. The champion driver, 39, said it was wake up, train, racing, nothing else. But I realised that just working all the time doesn't bring you happiness and you need to find balance in life. Says someone who committed his life to something so much he was world champion. No, I'm sorry, I just don't have a lot of sympathy for someone who dedicates their life to something, does really well at it and then says like, yeah, you know, it's really miserable. It was your choice. No one forced you to be a racing driver. People would absolutely love that life. And speaking as someone who's dedicated his life to something and it's not paid off, I do not have Lewis Hamilton status. And yet I've put a lot of work into gigs and whatever. So, because back in the early days of doing stand-up, for me it was train. But that wasn't practicing and getting better. That was literally how I could afford to get to the gigs. I know we don't talk politics on this particular show quite a lot. I do that elsewhere. Oh, actually, speaking of which, there was a thing in the newspaper, Labour is set to ban MPs from most second jobs. I did a rant on telly about that. I'll try and track that down on social media. I love it that might actually happen. MPs, focus on doing that one job anyway. But speaking of politics, a Big Brother type AI piece of software can apparently guess your political opinion by looking at your picture. Apparently it's your chin, it's all in the chin. What if you've got a big old beard, then you know you're a lefty. No. And that's just the women. Wait, no, what I mean is this. Experts reckon that people's chins are the key to telling which way they'll vote. People at Stanford University reckon that basically if you are more of a conservative, you tend to be self-disciplined and thus you've got a sharper jawline, I suppose. I wonder if this piece of research was commissioned by people who are right-wing. Just the idea that you could release news out there and say, if you vote right-wing, you've got a nicer jawline. Off you go and vote. You know what I mean? It means that people who might be left-leaning are going to keep it to themselves. Otherwise, they're outing themselves as having a big old double chin. Interesting. Then again, that's why the beards are there, isn't it? That's why I've grown mine. You can't see. I grew a beard during lockdown, shaved it off after lockdown, and jowls had happened, so it's back. Put it that way. Right, we're done. New stories. The only story we didn't really cover here was ambulance workers, nurses, porters, cleaners have been shown pornographic images and offered money for sex, according to Unison. And some of that I'm not surprised by. Cleaners, porters, all of that. Ambulance workers. Who calls an ambulance? In such need are you that you call an emergency service? Ugh, it's my heart. And while I'm here, have a look at them. You know what I mean? But no. Maybe I don't understand people as much as other people. Anyway, so that's the podcast done. Subscribe to wherever you found this. Tweet me at Mr. Stephen Allen. And until next time.
Thank you for listening to Stephen Allen Almost Daily.